This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Superior has unanimously approved retail marijuana sales within its town limits on Monday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The new ordinance will allow two retail marijuana dispensaries in the town northwest of Denver. The sites must be in commercial zones and 500 feet from any school. Licensed applicants must also submit a ventilation plan so the smell can't be detected. The new ordinance doesn't apply to medical marijuana, which is still prohibited within town limits. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The relatives of a family killed by a commercial truck on I-25 last year are looking to sue the U.S. Postal Service. The truck was under contract to the USPS at the time of the crash. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The crash occurred last June when a truck carrying mail slammed at high speed into an SUV holding three generations of one family. Everyone in the vehicle was killed. Grant Lawson is a lawyer for the victim's family. He says they'll argue the Postal Service should have recognized earlier that the trucking company was negligent and unsafe.
That can't possibly be the way things are done or should be able to be done. And that's going to be the fight.
The Postal Service said it can't comment on pending litigation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A U.S. Marine from Park County was among the casualties in an aircraft crash in Australia on Sunday. The Marine Corps says an Osprey crash killed three people, including Major Tobin J. Lewis. 20 others were hospitalized. Lewis had just marked 15 years with the Marine Corps the week prior. His decorated career included stops across the mainland U.S., as well as posts in Hawaii and Japan. The crash happened in a tropical forest during international training exercises. Lewis was 37 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC.